Get the Tories out, build the anti-war and anti-austerity movements. Judy Beeshan. The SAMA, leading a Tory government with no majority, used royal prerogative to authorize the bombing of Syria, afraid of losing a vote in Parliament. The Tory cabinet rallied behind her with no waiting for the ground investigation in Syria to even begin into whether the Syrian regime had used chemical weapons. The military jets were dispatched in the face of polls showing that more people in Britain opposed the action than supported it. Cruise missiles, valued at £790,000 each, were fired, in a grotesque competition between May and French President Macron to be the main European backer of Trump's much stronger US force. Over 500,000 people have died in the Syrian war and 11 million have been displaced. This so-called humanitarian bombing on science institutions and other sites did nothing to aid their plight and only added to the destruction. It also aided Syrian President Assad, who could use it to bolster his support in the areas he controls. The three Western powers were using their chillingly sophisticated missiles to flex their muscles in a country which is being torn apart by many outside interventions, all leaning on one or another of the military forces involved in the raging internal wars. The anti-war movements internationally must be built to become strong enough to achieve the withdrawal of all foreign interference. It is the task of the Syrian people, through building democratic workers' organizations, to end the war and possible future attempts by any side to use chemical weapons. Genuine solidarity with that struggle can only come from workers' organizations in Britain and worldwide, as they represent the class in society that has no interest in imperialist face-saving or the seeking of profits and influence. Jeremy Corbyn was right to call for a parliamentary vote on the military action, as a possible means of inflicting a serious defeat on May, as was done against Cameron on a similar issue in 2013. But as a succession of right-wing Labour MPs lined up to side wholly with May, attacking Corbyn and his anti-war position, these events show yet again the urgency of candidate reselections to remove these representatives of capitalist interests from Labour. Whatever the outcome of votes and decisions in Parliament on Syria, or by the United Nations, socialists will remain firmly opposed to military intervention. This principled opposition must go alongside helping to build the anti-war and anti-austerity movements into forces that can accelerate the end of May's government. For the Labour Party to be an effective political voice for those movements, and be positioned to be an anti-war government, its left wing needs to move to ensure that its MPs reflect the views of the party members and trade unionists they should be representing.